would take me through 50 professions, and each profession necessitates a language. I was a court reporter. So your Greg shorthand has a language. Your typewriter keyboard has a language. I had a jazz band. Music is a language of its own. I was an inspector in the steel mill, a language of its own, and so forth and so on. Everything a language.
So this is initially how they contacted you with
process me through all that to get me to the point where I could learn their abstract language, which is very tough. But I got it when they gave it to me in 65.
And you still communicate through that form?
No. They sophisticated that. They made a more sophisticated method. Now I can do it in a fraction of a second. Like in 1967, they communicated with me and told me how to make this disc that I was telling you about.
You have a disc?
The UFO disc that I have around my neck and my children have around their neck. And these discs are in every country of the world now, except Russia and Red China.
And what are these discs exactly that you have?
What the UFOs wanted me to do, and they taught me how to take a disc and telepath into the disc, activating an other dimensional effect from their world, not our world, that would help whoever would be wearing the disc. And so these discs have gone out, as I say, all over the world.
Help them with regard to what?
I beg your pardon? Oh, wonderful. You should see the letters, the hundreds of letters I've gotten back on this. One woman wrote for a disc from Alaska, for instance. She and her husband had a $50,000 fishing boat they had to pay off. But they had to catch king crab, and they couldn't catch any. So I sent the disc to her. Sometime later, I'll show you the letter. Sometime later, she wrote back and said that her husband didn't believe in it, but he put the disc in his wallet, went aboard the boat, went out, and filled his boat up with king crab. As fast as he could get back and unload it, go back out and fill it again. All the other boats around him, trying to do the same thing, couldn't get anything. They couldn't catch any. And they paid their boat off. Then there were other people. There was a Navy captain in Hawaii who crashed into a car at high speed at night, head first, on the highway. And his car went through the other car like a shadow, and they both stopped, got out, and compared notes. And he couldn't believe it. He wrote to me in his letter. He said, it had to be your disc. It's a miracle. A Navy captain, trained in observation. This is the way the disc works. And I survive on these discs. People send me at least $10 for my work on the disc to get it to them. And I survive on those discs to get them out to people.
I see.
Also, other people who have been sick, I've gotten the discs, and somehow they've written back and said that they got well after putting the disc on. So it must be a wonderful thing.
They just they wear the discs or carry them in their wallets? Or...
Yes, but the best thing is to wear it around their neck. But anyway, the discs are miraculous. It's the only word you can put to it. I'm going to show you that before you leave, the files on some of that.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Ted, what are you doing now? You told me before we started taping this program that you are in the process of controlling the state of California.
The UFOs are in the process of controlling the state of California. They had me write to scientists, top scientists who follow my work in 1973, that they were going to produce a world drought, terrible drought all around the world, as a demonstration to end all demonstrations. In other words, they were going to prove for once and for all that they are real, that is the UFOs, and that I am real, they're linked with them. All right. So the first job they gave me to do was to end the drought in England in 1976 when I went over to speak before the top scientists of the world at the Paris Science Conference over there. I was invited over there for that. And I went over there, and as soon as the first day I got there, it began raining and pouring. Even though the English weather experts had projected 6 months ahead there would be no more rain, well, the rains came, and the English drought was ended. Now, my second job was to be the United States, the western half of the United States, terrible shape. You wouldn't believe it unless you drove across all these states like my children and I have done and seen all the empty rivers, all the empty creeks, lakes, everything. All right. That was to be my second job.
And
but unfortunately, I beg your pardon.
Why do this?
Why?
Why inflict such terror on a part of the country?
Well, because scientists and government agencies will not listen unless they are hurt. Why would you go to a dentist if you didn't get a toothache? As long as people have what they want, there's no complaint. And you can't prove anything. You take away what people want, that's a different ballgame. And people need water. They need it badly. And that's the whole thing. So UFOs are using this to prove that they are real and that I am real. They ended England's drought. Now they're trying to end the drought in the western half of the United States.
No.
So I was rejected on the West Coast, and this was bad, and the size, I call them size for spatial intelligences, spanked the West Coast in this file. You can read the file, it would make your hair stand on end. This is what they did because I was rejected in San Francisco. And that was a little thing. I had been insulted in a deeper and worse way here than I was in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
By scientists and government agencies here. Okay.
Now, one of your books, Ted, you mentioned a chapter I saw in there on how we could contact UFOs or SIs or these intelligences that you refer to. How do we go about doing this?
Well,
how do we go about seeing a UFO?
You'd have to go out to an isolated location, have the will and the wish to contact the UFO, take a flashlight, of course, and spend hours on a lonely mountainside. This is the only way to do it that I know of, anyway. A completely isolated location.
But as you know, Ted, as we've been talking, the mind is a very powerful tool. And if I went out to the top of a mountain and convinced myself to see a UFO I might well see one.
I hadn't finished. I'm not asking you to kid yourself. I didn't kid myself when I sat there in Northern California. My boy and I both watched them right over our heads.
Uh-huh.
If two people or more see them, they're there. You better believe it. All right. So you go out to an isolated location, you take a flashlight, you might have to do this for quite a while, and then you have to send your thoughts toward the sky, explain who you are, this is called telepathy, explain who you are, because this is the way they'll pick up your mind, your thoughts, and then if you're very lucky, you'll get some reaction or some results. This is the perfect territory for that.
But just because it's fairly remote, isolated?
That's right. New Mexico is a very, very good area for that sort of thing.
Well, let me ask you this. In a couple of minutes of the show that we have left,
mm-hmm.
Are we going to see more UFOs over the Albuquerque area?
Probably as long as I'm here. Now, as you will recall, I was challenged by scientists here to produce within 60 days some UFO sightings. All right. The UFOs hung off for a while, and then there was a rash of UFO sightings all around the Albuquerque area, which I think you are aware of. Reports to sheriff's offices and the police department and so forth. No mention in the newspapers. Also, of course, there was one beautiful UFO sighting down near Alamogordo, a missile, which shouldn't have been there. A love lady of the government agency said it wasn't their missile. Well, that's a UFO. It's an unidentified flying object. And then you had your meteorite shower over eastern New Mexico. They weren't meteorites. They were my UFOs.
Now, are these UFOs, are these creatures friendly beings? I mean, if we run into them, should we be frightened?
Not at all. They are extremely friendly. They wouldn't hurt you for the world. And they only have the best interests of the human race at heart. That's it.
Well, I'm so glad you told us that because I don't want to end this note.
Hell hath no fury, however. Like UFOs shot at or double-crossed or treated in a bad manner. as I said, Moses worked with them, and you saw the damage that Moses did with UFOs to Egypt.
And on that note, sir, I'm going to have to wrap this show up. But we do want to thank you for being our guest. Ted Owens of Bernalillo, you can write him at Post Office Box.
What is 1303.
In Bernalillo. What's the zip code off here, Ted?
87004.
Right.
Box 1303.
Let me remind you again that this program is not designed to foster a belief necessarily in psychokinesis or astrology or anything else. It was designed mostly for entertainment and informational purposes, and the views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KRKE, its staff, management, or advertisers. On location in Bernalillo, I'm Peter Wallish. That's InfoView. Have a good week.
InfoView is a regular public affairs presentation of KRKE News.